This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And so, the governor of Kaduna State, during an interview, alleged that there are plots by some persons within the presidency to ensure that the APC does not emerge victorious in the coming election. Now, before that time, we've heard the presidential candidate of the APC at different times, you know, criticize in a very, you know, many would say not so suitable way, some of the policies of this government that... He is a member of the party. He is a member of the APC that produced the government at the moment. And he has been seen criticizing some of these policies, even going as far as saying that they were targeted at him. Now, this has caused a lot of conversations to come up. Some people, after even listening to what El-Rufai had to say in the interview, begin to question whether or not the president is fully in control on the activities or activities of the country. Anyways, I would be speaking with the national spokesperson of the APC, Felix Morka, via telephone this morning. But before then, I'd like you to listen to a part of what El-Rufai said during that interview.
I believe that there are elements in the villa that want us to lose the elections because they didn't get their way. They had their candidate. Their candidate didn't win the primaries. And I think they are still trying to get us to lose the elections. And they are hiding behind the president's desire to do what he thinks is right. I'll give two examples. This petroleum subsidy, okay, which is costing the country trillions of naira, was something that we all agreed would be removed. In fact, I had a discussion with the president and showed him why it had to go. Because how can you have a capital budget of 200 billion for federal roads and then spend 2 trillion on subsidy? This was a conversation I had with the president in 2021 when the subsidies started rising. He was convinced. We left. It changed. Everyone in the government agreed. It changed, okay? Secondly, the second example I will give is this currency redesign. You have to understand the president. People are blaming the governor of the central bank for currency redesign. No, you have to go back and look at the president's first outing as president. He did this. Buhari Idiagbon regime changed our currency and did it in secrecy with a view to catching those that are stashing away illicit funds. It's a very good intention. Very clean intention. The president's heart is white, okay? But doing it at this time, within the time allotted, just doesn't make any political, economic, or sense. And for such a program to work, okay, we have to be involved as governors, as subnationals.
There you heard some of the observations of the Kaduna State Governor Nasir El-Rufai with regards to activities of the presidency. Some of the policies, and in particular, he spoke about the redesign of the Naira notes, talked about some other issues that he felt. Subsidy removal was another very critical one. He thought that, well, they had meetings at different times and the president chose to go a different way when every other person said no. And sometimes they agree on something and then a different thing is done. And then he even said those people who were supposed to do the things that the president asked them to do that didn't do it, don't even get punished. And it's now confusing for him and he really doesn't care. And then he finally said he is convinced that there are elements who do not want the APC to emerge victorious in this February election. Remember, I've said earlier that the presidential candidate of the APC had at different times during his campaigns said that some of these policies were targeted at him. He said one of them, the redesign of the Naira, another one, the petrol issue that we have, etc., etc. Well, let's get on now to the National Publicity Secretary of the APC, Barrister Felix Morka, via telephone. Hello, good morning, Mr. Felix. You're welcome.
Good morning to you.
I think I should say a happy new year, and it's the first time actually having a conversation with us here in Port Harcourt, if I'm not mistaken. So
no, I'm actually in Abuja, but That's right, yes.
Oh, okay.
Happy New Year to you.
All right, then. Quickly, let's just cut to the chase and visit the elephant in the room. Allegations or some corners have said that, well, there is some level of disagreement between the president and your party's presidential candidate. Can you clarify for us, is there any sort of issue between these two? Because we've even seen the president at various times not really saying, vote for my candidate. He says, well, Nigerians, vote for who you think is best. And many feel, well, that would not be how a party man would want to put out his position, even though he is the president. And then some of the comments that your candidate has made several times during his campaigns, and people say you're criticizing policies of a government that you helped bring into power now that it's election. So people feel like there's every reason to believe that things are not all rosy between the president and the presidential candidate. Some people even believe that the presidential candidate wasn't the first choice of the president to fly the party's flag. What would you say about all of these rumors? Let's put it in that space now, since we have no official confirmation.
Thank you so much. I'm happy at the end of your question. You mentioned rumors. Now, that's what it is. But, you know, having said that, I think that we need to understand that the APC is a massive party. We are a party of over 40 million members. And even as members of the same party, you know, yes, in every gathering, in every congregation, in every family, you have people who have, you know, other ideas. A few people who may just think different, who may have, you know, reasons, whether personal or otherwise, to, you know, deviate from the collective course of, you know, action, set objectives for that, you know, party or organization. That is normal. So if there are individuals, you know, wherever they may be, who are not in total alignment with the objectives of the party, that's nothing, you know, new or something that serious. It's to be expected. It's everywhere. And it happens everywhere in the world, you know. And people have sometimes have reasons to be, you know, agree as individuals. For whatever reason, even when sometimes, you know, their grievances are not justified. But they hold it and they make that the basis of their thoughts and their actions. Mm. Now, look, there's a lot of, you know, stories going around, but that's not important. There is no personal disagreement between the president and our candidate, as well as Bola Tinubu. Both men are eminently situated in their respective roles and are working in concert to achieve, you know, our common objective, which is to deliver Asiwaji Bola Tinubu as the next president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Now, yes, policy decisions are not necessarily always made by the president. In the case of the redesign of our, you know, currency, that was, you know, essentially engineered by, you know, the CBN governor and his team, his economic team or, you know, monetary policy team, which, you know, in pursuant to their authority, their statutory power to do so, they made that decision. I think that no one, and I don't think even our candidate is necessarily opposed to the idea of redesigning our currency, if that serves, you know, a higher purpose, you know, I mean, as articulated by the CBN. But I think his concern, and which is the concern that is shared by all Nigerians, is that if you need to go to do such a thing, especially given the time that we are in, that you do so more efficient, do so more, you know, I mean, in a way that doesn't create this sort of, you know, pain for our people.
Mr. Felix, before we get onto the CBN policy and the Naira redesign, so we don't jump the gun, there's still quite a lot to address with regards to the president and your party's presidential candidate. Directly, we'll ask, we just need you to confirm for us, is the president in full support of the party's presidential candidate?
Yes. I mean, you've seen him on the campaign trail. He's been Iran. Now, you mentioned something, you know, in your first question, which is the president, you know, some of his comments that suggest that Nigerians should vote. You know, he's simply, as president, simply seeking to reassure the country that he is, you know, interested in overseeing a free and fair election. Now, if the president was coming out every day to say, oh, vote for no one else but, you know, my candidate, as what people are making the book, the same Nigerians, same people would accuse the president of, you know, promoting some sort of, you know, I mean, promoting his party, and perhaps even, you know, decided to rig elections in favor of his own candidate. What do we really want? This president says, look, you know what, this is, I'm the president today, and I'm presiding over the next election, and I want Nigerians to feel free to vote whoever they want. Now, that is, you know, a stellar position that is not in conflict with the support of his own party's candidate. So this idea that because it says, oh, Nigerians feel free to vote for, you know, candidates of your choice, again, consistent with the expectation of his office as president to ensure that, the, you know, he doesn't use his executive powers, his power of incumbency, to predetermine the outcome of the election. Why are we then turning that now to mean that because he is doing his job as president, but also doing his job as party man, you know, when he goes out to campaign for a candidate,
it's not, it's,
say, oh, he's against the candidate.
It wouldn't be turning, you know, it to mean, but if we cast our minds back, if you remember, if we cast our minds back to the last elections, when the president was in Imo State, and there were certain issues there, we'd see at every campaign, the president doesn't say Nigerians vote for whoever you think is the best president. The president would say Nigerians vote for me, vote for the APC. But then if it had to do with maybe at that time, the candidate that, again, speculations, people felt the president wasn't comfortable with, what you hear was vote for who you think is best. So it now begins to raise questions why or how come the president, when it has to do with the presidency, or it's vote for the APC, but then now it's vote for who you want. And you would you blame Nigerians if they begin to read meaning to these things and these languages when they begin, especially when they look at what has happened in the past?
When a president is seeking, you know, re-election, the president, yes, as president, is campaigning for himself. Now, if he comes out to say, vote for me, he is also, you know, I mean, that is clear, because he's the one who is sticking this on the ticket.
Well, shouldn't he be campaigning for his party as well?
Sorry?
Shouldn't he be campaigning for his party as well?
No, but he is campaigning for his party, but that's my point, you know, to you and to, you know, our listeners. The president is campaigning for our candidate and for the party. Look, why do you think he's been, you know, on the same stage at different locations, raising the hand of our candidate? I mean, is it that people don't see that? People see that, Nigerians see that, the electorate see that. He is doing that, but he's trying to make, to strike a balance between being a loyal party man that he is and the leader of our party, but also, you know, I mean, keeping with his promise to bequeath a free, fair election in this season to our country as one of his legacies.
Because for some people,
it's a struggle for him.
Okay,
to achieve that balance.
For some people, they would go back to the comments that was made by your presidential candidate at the time he was campaigning to get the party's ticket. I think it was in Ogun State, if I'm not mistaken, where he talked about how the president begged him, and he told the president, well, don't worry, go again, you would win. And he supported the president. And this was after many also said that he wasn't the president's choice, and the president was having conversations with all the candidates to see that they allow him to make an input as to who fly the party's flag. And from that incident coming forward, do you think it could be another reason why people are having the speculations, especially now that we have your party's presidential candidate making comments that are really criticizing heavily some policies that has been made by a government that he helped put in power?
Look, the comments by a candidate, you know, back in the beginning of the campaign, was simply to underscore his preparedness for this race, and to remind everyone how far he has come in supporting the party and in supporting the candidates of the party in prior elections. That is their comment. I don't think it was a comment made out of malice or out of any kind of bitterness. Now, don't forget, Atiku Ahmed Tinubu was leader of this party prior to the election of 2015 that brought in the president to office. Now, he was leader, but once the president was elected, the president became leader of the party. So these are two individuals who are in that, you know, I mean, grade of leadership of the party. Now, I don't think that, you know, anything our candidate has said since then, even the comment on, you know, the redesign of, you know, the policy or on the fuel scarcity, these are comments that are born out of concern for the ordinary Nigerian. He hates to see people, you know, go through this kind of difficulty, especially just, you know, on the eve of a national election. Now, throughout the life of this administration, under the previous administration, by the way, under the PDP administration, you know, back before 2015, fuel scarcity, you know, around December and, you know, other months was like, it was normal, it was routine. But since this administration came in, we have done, you know, an amazing job, you know, putting fuel in our cars regularly, consistently. And even when there were hiccups, they were quickly addressed. So this candidate of our party is asking the question, because he's not the one in command and control of fuel distribution. So he's saying to those who are responsible, why are you letting this linger? Why are you not, you know, putting fuel out?
Doing the president is the Minister of Petroleum.
So, listen, that may be the case. The Minister of Petroleum is also not the one who is importing fuel and who is managing the importation at other levels. You know, you see, we forget often that political leaders of our country are not the only actors in all of the sectors of the economy of our country. You have civil servants, you have appointees, you have people who were there and who remain there irrespective of the political leadership. So whether it's APC administration or any administration, it's just like talking about the police, you know, the system we have, is a police system. I mean, you can make changes here and there, but fundamentally, you have the police as, you know, a permanent institution that any president will have to work with. Yes, you can do everything you can to reform it, to make them, you know, do better. But you have them, and so you have them in all of the sectors, including the, you know, oil sector, including the, you know, the currency management sector. You have people there, and you cannot always attribute the actions, you know, or inefficiency of some of those actors to the ruling party. Because sometimes these things, you know, if the president was micromanager and is everywhere telling people how to write a form, how to fill an invoice and all of that, the same people will say, look, the president, that's not your job. Your job is to set the agenda, set the policy, and let the instrumental at all levels do their job. Now, that's what you find in any democracy. But here, once there's a problem, we draw a parallel line to the presidency as if the president every day, you know, has to wake up and go to the filling stations and pump fuel by himself. Look, all I'm saying is that we shouldn't reduce this conversation to this level of pettiness. There's a whole lot of, you know, speculation, unnecessary speculations going on. And I think that, you know, I'm not surprised because, you know, elections are a few weeks away. People will do and say anything they can say to, you know, I mean, redirect people's attitudes and people's sympathy. But I think that we cannot get to this level. All right, Mr. Felix,
we have a short commercial coming up, but then talking about how petrol scarcity affects Nigerians should not be seen as petty. After the commercial, the conversation continues. Stay on the line, please. Thank you.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports
and get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit chat into the morning on Chat Station and then do it all over.
together again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, and yes, my guest for the show this morning is the National Publicity Secretary of the APC, Felix Mocha. And we've been looking at, the alleged plot to see that the APC doesn't win the election. This was something that was said by the Kaduna State Governor, El-Rufai, and many other issues that has brought up. Some of them includes the criticism that policies from the government has gotten from the APC presidential candidate, amongst many others. And you heard what El-Rufai said. I mean, we'll play that at the start of the conversation, and we would need you to tell us, after hearing some of the things El-Rufai has said, do you still think that the president, or do you believe that the president is fully in charge of affairs of the country? Let us know. He made mention of some conversations that he had with the president. Agreements were made on certain policies, but then they do not follow through, or they do not come to fruition, and he doesn't know why. He even highlighted that, well, this particular redesign, it's in the first time. The president had done it before in his time in the military era, but this time it's confusing because it's been done at this particular moment where it doesn't make economical sense, according to the Kaduna State Governor. I'll go over to my guest in a short moment to continue with the conversation. But for you who's listening, if you have questions you'd like to ask, you can send us those questions on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. You heard El-Rufai. Now, do you think that the president is fully in charge of affairs of the country? My guest would also be answering that question for us. Mr. Mocha, thank you very much for staying on the line. Apologies, we had to go for a very quick commercial, so we had to interrupt you.
Yeah, that's okay. Andrew,
yes, so
if you take a moment just to clarify. Now, I didn't say that discussing the fuel scarcity or the situation with the redesign of our currency was petty. But I didn't say that. I was simply speaking to, you know, what I was, you know, my comments or my response about people, the tendency to forget that there are, you know, other people in between who are not even party people, but who are in government and who play key roles in the delivery of, you know, our policy and the implementation of policy, and that we shouldn't necessarily all the time equate their actions or inaction, you know, to the party, as though every civil servant or everybody.
But quickly, if I take your mind back, Mr. Mocha.
So that was my point.
Okay,
so,
but let me take your mind back to before 2015, to about 2013, yes. 2014, while the APC was campaigning. Some of the things that the APC had said was the issue of petrol. At that time, the person the APC was accusing was the president, who was a member of the PDP. Did the APC not understand at that time that you cannot just say the president, because there are other people who are also in the chain that are supposed to handle this issue? And remember, at that time, the president was not even the Minister of Petroleum. So, but the campaigns of the APC in that time did not take into cognizance some of the things that you're pointing out now, which brings us to ask, we're not saying the president should be the person to, but in this case, the president is the Minister of Petroleum. So people would expect that as Minister of Petroleum, you should have information as to how this product's coming, what is happening. And we know that a committee is being set up now, but people are saying that it's coming really late, especially looking at the fact that this was on from about last year, December. In fact, from November, we started having these problems. And we even had a product come into the country that was contaminated. Well, it brings us to this question, whether or not the president is fully in charge of affairs of the country. I'll take you to your manifesto, the APC, before you came into power in 2015. One of the things that was said there was that subsidy would be removed. Now, from the conversation El-Rufai had on TV, he says, well, the president did not approve for the removal of petrol subsidy. that was his own personal decision, even though the APC had a manifesto that says that it was going to remove subsidy. And Aerofi even said that he says if we continue this way, well, we could bankrupt this country. And we might become, in his words, Sri Lanka. I think that was one of the countries he mentioned. So do you think or believe that the president is fully in control of what happens in the country?
Yes, the president is in control of, you know, his government and is doing his utmost to attain all of the, you know, objectives that they have set. Now, look, political manifestos are aspirational in nature anywhere, you know, in any democracy, not just in Nigeria. They're aspirational. You know, in some of the most advanced countries, you see people who involve themselves on policy because you can create a policy or, you know, envision a policy. But then at the petition level, you may find or, you know, encounter, you know, unanticipated, you know, issues or obstacles that warrant a rethink. That is normal. It's a normal thing in policy making. Now, if the government, you know, on ground, having been elected, they can feel the pulse of Nigerians. Now, you and I know that Nigerians generally, if you take the opinion poll on this question of subsidy, most Nigerians will say, don't take it out because they are accustomed to buying fuel at you know, the price we buy.
But with, know, subsidy, course, you know, with subsidy, see how much we're buying now. And if Nigerians are the major reason and the government doesn't want to put Nigerians in any form of penury or suffering, the CBN redesigning of the Naira, which the president said must happen, currently is putting Nigerians under a lot of suffering. Look, nobody says it's wrong, according to Aerofi, but he said the timing is not perfect. So where do we put that?
Even until tomorrow, you know that the Nigerian Labour Congress is still, you know, significantly opposed to the idea of, you know, subsidy removal. Look, listen, my point is that public policy is not usually a popular opinion. It's that critical opinion that the government, you know, uses as basis for its decision. So all I'm saying is that, you know, rightly or wrongly, we still have the subsidy regime. It was not removed as some experts, you know, expected or had advised. You know, we still have that. But, you know, right now, I think in this election, you see that all of the major candidates for the office of president have literally, I mean, if there's anything that's common to all of them, they have said, look, you know what, we can no longer, you know, endure the subsidy regime. We will have to remove it. From the APC to, you know, I believe the PDP and Labour have equally signaled their intent to remove, you know, the subsidy. Because now we have gone the full, you know, range of, you know, observation of that system. And we found that, you know, on the whole, it's been, you know, quite a disaster.
So are you saying that the APC changed its mind midway to say it wouldn't remove subsidy even after it campaigned strongly from 2015 that it was going to remove subsidy?
You know, all I'm saying is that the subsidy system was not removed. You know, I think the time we have is too short to go into the reasons why it was done or not done. The point is that we still have a system. And our candidate, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, has made clear that he intends, you know, if elected, to remove that and to plow all of the proceeds, you know, from subsidy into massive, you know, transformation of the economy. Now, that's his program. And yes, he will be held accountable to that standard, you know, when he gets elected. But I think that all the other candidates have said, you know, similar things about removing subsidy. The point is that, you know, Nigerians have benefited, you know, I mean, just buying fuel on a normal basis from, you know, if you like, the affordable price of fuel, which is not the case for fuel anywhere in the world. I mean, we pay probably the cheapest rate for our fuel, you know, anywhere, even within the, you know, West African sub-region. Look, the point is that governments come and they come with their vision. But, you know, in the course of that, you know, administration, people make changes to policy objectives as they see fit. But that is not to say that Nigerians completely deserve access. They deserve access to fuel at whatever price that makes sense, that is reasonable, that's competitive. They need to have fuel at the pump to be able to carry on their businesses and live their normal life.
Speaking,
the government has a duty to make this product available and to make our currency also available to people.
All right, talking about your party candidate. Talking about your party candidate, he has been a part of the APC, the formation of the party from the onset up until now, and he's even been part of, some stake in the government, if many would say. And now, with the current situation of things and, well, all of the lofty ideas that are being put forward, many would ask, where were all these ideas? How come they were not used or put in place? Looking at the APC manifesto back then, how come these ideas he's bringing now were not implemented or suggested to the president because of maybe the relationship, like you said, there's a cordial relationship between them. Do you think that would affect his chances ahead of the election? The fact that he's coming from a party that is in power now and Nigerians are saying, look at what's happening with us.
Look, President Obama was president, a democratic, party president. President Biden is also of the same party. Now, both presidents operated their own vision of what is best for America. The policies that Obama did not engage, that Biden, is currently implementing, even though he was vice president to President Obama. Now, look, the fact that Atiwaju Bolaji Tinubu, was leader of the party and is a senior member of the party and has access to give advisory, opinion to the president. Doesn't mean every opinion or every advice he gave or would have given became, policy. Because you also have quoted El Rufai as saying that some of the ideas and conversations that they've had didn't make it to policy. Because, you can advise the president, but these, opinions are subjected to, review by all of the, constitutionally established entities. We have the Federal Executive Council, for example. You have other statutory bodies that review and take decisions. So when those decisions have been made, no one comes to say this is what El Rufai said. Therefore, because El Rufai said it, because El Rufai is a member of APC, therefore, his advice must stand. No, they are subjected to forensic, review, and decisions are made. But what is important is that once those policy decisions are made, the president, the buck stops with him. So he takes responsibility. So, whether Atiwaju was affiliated with APC or not, the fact is that he was not a policy maker. He was not in government. He was a party man, just like some of us. And, I have my views, I give my views, but that doesn't mean that I have any constitutional right to expect my views to become public policy.
Okay.
I think that, the government, which is why right now, he is saying, this is my own vision for, the Nigerian future. This is my vision to, bring renewed hope for Nigeria. And I think that at the end of the day, when he gets elected, then let Nigerians hold him accountable to his own, promises and to his own vision and to his own, mission statement. I think that's the way politics work. You don't simply judge, future candidates by what their, predecessors did, even though they may be of the same party. Like, by the way, even as members of the same party, who said that we all agree on everything? We don't necessarily agree.
All right.
In your organization as a Info, Nigeria Info, I am sure that at the management level for your business, you don't all always agree. But that's not the point. It's not the standard of measurement.
Okay.
I think that we are committed to,
Quickly. Before we take some questions, we have questions coming in from a listener on WhatsApp. Remember that you can send in more questions if you have contributions to make. It might be difficult for us to take all the calls while we have the guests via telephone. We'll do our best with that. But then send in questions to us on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. I'll take that again, 0809-030-6416. We're also live on Facebook and on Twitter, so you can watch and listen online at Nigeria Info PH. Mr. Moka, let's bring this to Rivers State now. There are speculations that the presidential candidate of your party is not in a good relationship with the leader of the APC in Rivers State, which is the former Transport Minister, Chibike Amaechi. And some people have even said that the APC at the national level has not been very concerned as to what happens here in Rivers State, the party, what happens here in the party in Rivers State. State. Is there anything you would tell us? Are this speculation something that should be taken seriously? Is it really correct that the National doesn't really look into the affairs of the party here in River State? Or is it also correct that the presidential candidate is not in good relationship with the former transport minister, who's the leader of the APC in River State?
No, I think these speculations come from hangovers, people's hangovers, really, from our primaries. You know, as you know, our, you know, former minister and former governor of, you know, the state, Honorable Kinyamechi, was, you know, also a contestant at the primaries of our party. And now Bola Tinubu emerged as winner, you know, but people continue to speculate that because there was that tension around the primaries, therefore, both men are loggerheads with each other. That's not true. Both men, Amechi, you know, Honorable Amechi was at, you know, one of our big campaign rallies, you know, recently, and was there, you know, standing shoulder to shoulder with our candidate. You know, I think that, you know, people need to understand that there are times when people have a personal, you know, objective, a personal aspiration, when it's not realized, they're entitled, you know, to a moment of, you know, I mean, just feeling, okay, you know what, I did this to win. I mean, Rotimi Amechi was a serious contender, and as you know, he did amazingly.
Well, Mr. Felix. But Mr. Yeah. Felix, because of the time, sorry to interrupt you. What you've said now, there's also raised more questions. Well, one member of the Presidential Campaign Council, Tony Okocha, is a member of the Presidential Campaign Council and is a member of your party, even here in Rivers State, has said that there has not been any serious sort of campaign for your presidential candidate in Rivers State by the campaign council of the governorship candidate of your party in Rivers State. And he says they have certain reasons. One of those reasons was because he felt that the APC in Rivers State thinks that campaigning for the presidential candidate could affect the chances of their own candidate winning the elections. Is this something that has been mentioned at the national level? Because we know that your candidates should be coming to River State shortly for a campaign. And these conversations that we've had with Tony Okocha, a member of the PCC, should it be a concern? Has it been raised at the national level?
No, it's not a concern. And, you know, our colleagues, you know, on the ground in Rivers, you know, they have their own perspective about what's going on. But I think that at the rally that is, you know, upcoming in Port Harcourt, I'm sure you will see, you know, a massive, you know, turnout.
So are you saying that you guys are aware of the strategy for campaigning for the presidential candidate in Rivers State and some of the issues raised by Tony Okocha and other members of your party? You're aware of it and it's not a problem?
I haven't said that. I'm saying that, you know, individuals, if that's what Mr. Okocha, you know, said to you in your engagement with him, you know, that's not something that we at the national level are dealing with. I'm saying that, you know, look, in every state, you have local peculiarities and people who have their individual opinions and perspectives about what's going on. But that's not the view of the party. As far as we're concerned, we have a cohesive party in River State under the leadership of, you know, the former minister, and who are working to deliver our candidate in River State. Now, you know, if any one of our members, you know, has expressed any opinions or perspectives to you, you know, that is their opinion. And I, you know, I mean, because I'm sure they have their reason.
He also said that,
you know,
the former...
The party,
he also said that...
We are in Port Harcourt and we are expecting our party members to turn out and campaign.
He also said that the former minister has not been seen anywhere openly campaigning or saying anything or calling for people to vote for your party presidential candidate. Is this correct?
The former minister has been at a couple of rallies, you know, of a presidential candidate.
And was he speaking? Was he speaking at the rally?
Are you going to let me answer the question?
No, I'm just putting the question in perspective.
Yes. Look, what's the perspective? Whether he's speaking on behalf of a candidate?
Yes, that's what we're asking, because that was what a member of your party had said, that the former minister has not been seen speaking or asking people to vote for your party presidential candidate.
Well, you know, I don't know whether the individual goes around everywhere the minister goes, common minister goes, to speak. But whatever be the case, that's a micro conversation. My point is that the common minister is, you know, completely and solidly behind our candidate, as he has showed in his attendance at these rallies. If he didn't wish to associate with a candidate, he wouldn't be public. I mean, he's an individual, he has the right to say, you know what, I'm not going anywhere. But he has been very public with his, you know, not just association, but with his campaign for a candidate. And I think that, you know, we should leave it at that. You know, at the end of the day, they're going to vote, and, you know, the vote should be called. And, you know, we are very confident that our candidate, as well as Bola Tinubu, will be declared, you know, a president.
Okay, quickly, let's take some of the questions on Facebook. This one says, good morning. Please, why is it that the APC presidential candidate is not aligning with Rivers APC governorship candidate Tony Cole? Because since Tinubu started his rally, he never talked about voting for Rivers APC candidate. This is from Onyekachi in Eneka. And that's also something that was raised that we've never heard in any of the governorship campaign rallies here in Rivers State, where the party has said, vote for our presidential candidate. This one also says, that blame game now are all deceits. Governor Erufai and all of them helped to bring Nigeria to this present state. The truth remains that when the political gladiators no more have people to cheat and deceive, they will cheat and deceive themselves. Nigerians will decide with their PVC in coming elections. This is Joel Adolphos. Okechukwu from Igboeche says, ask your guest, why is it that no APC aspirant have used the picture, no candidates of the APC have used the picture of Tinubu in any of their campaign posters in Rivers State? That's also another question for you. This one says, President Buhari said he will remove petrol subsidy and he didn't. Now your guest is stuttering while explaining. Now he's telling us that Tinubu is going to remove petrol subsidy, which this administration couldn't do. And Tinubu is part and parcel of this current administration. I'm really struggling to understand what your guest is talking about. This is Enwa Enwa from Eleka here. I'll just add one more so you respond. This one says, the first scarcity and high pump price and redesign of Naira notes is not targeted at sabotaging Tinubu in the forthcoming election. My question is, doesn't he know that Nigerians are suffering to get their own money from the bank or from the POS point? And because of the petrol scarcity and high pump price, that has brought pain, suffering and hardship upon all Nigerians and to vote and triggered Nigerians to vote out APC so that all these scarcity and money issues will end, which will affect the chances of Tinubu winning the election. Round face from Rumekini. We have a short commercial coming up. Let's get your response in about 2 minutes.
Look, it's just been repeating what I've said, and that is that, you know, our candidate is completely committed to doing the very best that is possible to do, you know, by any government in the country, you know, when he's elected.
Okay.
As president.
All
now,
right.
So some of the comments and all that, yes, they would say, you know, I mean, no one, I mean, we all are feeling the pain of the petrol, you know, crisis, you know, and no one is amused by it because we have done better up until this scarcity. No scarcity under this administration has lingered for this long. You know, in comparison with the former administration of the PDP, it was normal. But we have, you know, I mean, avoided this situation. And that's why our candidate is saying to those who are responsible to do everything to the utmost to relieve this situation so that Nigerians can, you know, continue their lives. Now,
okay.
Thanks for the currency. But I think that when he says that, some people say, oh, he's criticizing the president. But if he doesn't say that, they say he's indifferent to the suffering of Nigeria. You know what, look, you do what you consider to be right. And I think that our candidate is right to speak out, to call out those who are responsible to, you know, change the situation so that
all right. More messages. This one says, good morning. It's obvious that the APC wants us to still operate on presidency due to selfish political reasons. For APC to drop the vice president, Yemi Osinbajo, or His Excellency, former Transport Minister Amechi, it means they want us to still be in poverty. This is Ubongo from Ichie. This one says, your guess is not being honest. Petrol is 400 naira. This is an example of a bad businessman. I wonder why people still support the APC. One more before we go on a short commercial. It's quite shameful that the Minister of Petroleum would set up a 14-man committee to resolve the fuel problem with the incumbent president as the chairman of the committee. APC has totally failed. QED sent in this one. We'll go for a very short commercial, Mr. Mocha. I would like you to stay on the line. When we return, we'll take your parting words before we wrap things up on the show. It's still 92.3 Nigeria Info. You can send in more questions and more contributions on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. Again, 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. On Facebook and on Twitter, you can also drop your contributions at Nigeria Info PH. We're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Info.
Okay, as we attempt to wrap things up on the Morning Crossfire, let's get on Facebook. We'll take a few of your messages there. I think we'll take in quite a lot on WhatsApp. Let's touch those on Facebook. Kings David Ibiotu says, okay, I think he's referring to somebody else. A.K. Kwem Vic Royal said, it's funny how Tinubu APC is coming to deliver Nigeria from Buhari's APC, a man who can even call the names of his immediate... I don't know about that one. Chili Edwin says, there is no cause for any false alarm because these rumors and propaganda have always been there as the APC continues to wax stronger, even when they said that the APC cannot conduct their primaries. But this they did, and Tinubu would win the elections. Antonio Kocha is not an APC member, but Magnus Abbey's stooge, okay? Best man. Okay, that's... Hector says, what is the APC's presidential candidate going to campaign on, because the APC federal government has failed? All right, let's quickly get that to our guest who's still with us without telephone as we attempt to wrap things up. A few questions still out here for you. Just see how many more I can take before I come over to you, Mr. Mocha. Thank you for staying on the line. This one says, do you expect them to tell you that President Buhari is having issues with Tinubu? They will never say the truth, but the way their campaign is going is passing us the message. Good news, Tamino. This one says, please ask your guests his highest and lowest take of Buhari. I don't know what you mean, damn Joe. This other person here says, as far as Nigeria is concerned, APC is a confirmed failure. John from Oji. Mr. Mocha, what would you say about this and the chances of your candidates? I've been listening to some of the reactions of the listener. In few seconds, please. Hello. Oh, goodness me. I think we lost contact with our guests. That's really sad. Apologies if we couldn't take your calls. It was because, well, the conversation was on phone and it's quite difficult with network issues as well, so we had to rely heavily on your messages from WhatsApp. This other person here says, good morning, the presenter. The truth remains that the APC will win our elections because these distractions has always been there. Okay, and can I take one last one? Oh, okay. I think that's where we wrap things up. Thank you very much. My name is Ifeemi Andrew.